You're holding the chof ches on top. Again, v'omer abaya, ocha poitisa loiker abo. If you eat the poitisa, you get full malkasin. So Rashi says, poitisa means sheretz amayim kotin shein boi kezayis. It's a small sheretz. V'yafilu hocha kivan deberihi, achil hi v'loika dal malkis. Sheretz amayim. Like Siv Teros Kana Matashaksos Nashasechem, Bechola Sheretz Asheretz, Leisatamo Behem, Hare Kan Shnayim. Leklau Behem, Bein Sheretz Osho, Bein Sheretz Amayim. This is the klau for any Sheretz. You get two Malkasin. Umishum Mibsorim Leisoichlu, Umishum Bechola Asher Ein Leisnapa, Bekashkeshes Leisoichlu. These are the four Malkasin you get for eating a Sheretz of the Mayim. In other words, these last two Malkasin are Badafka for Sheretz Amayim, and the first two is a klau for any Sheretz. Small creature has four malchusin for it. So that's the talacha. Ocho poitisa like abu. Nimola, if you need an ant, is like a chomish. An ant creeps on the ground. Something that creeps on the ground, yechayi five. Strashi nimola shusheret soritz. An ant like a hay. If you eat a live ant, yechayi five. Tarti, hu di amorin. Two is like we said before, general klal for any sheretz. Then the pasuk says, v'chol ahilech ha'gochen, v'chol ha'sheretz ha'sheretz ha'loritz. Leitoichlam hare gimel. That's the third one. The chol asheretz asheretz aloritz sheketzu lo yoichlu hare dalid lo yisatamu es nashasechem chol asheretz aroimish aloritz hare hey kulam apashas vayhi biyay mashmini. So there are four larvae if you eat a creature that creeps on the ground. Vaitet sira, if you eat a hornet, is like a sheish, that flies, yichayev six malkasin. Drashi tzira like a sheish she sheretz hoiv, that's a sheretz that flies. V'loki b'chol hani chamisha, it's all these five because it comes out of the ground also. And loisef all of another lav is v'chol sheretz oif sheketzu lo yoichel. You're the Mishnah Torah. All right. Yeah. So that's how you have six lavin for a sheretz oif. Has a sheretz oif is v'chol a sheretz oritz plus another lav that's a sheretz oif. Now the kasha is if you're telling me a bayah holds that fish is also considered. Gets its muzzin, gedulim in a carcass, grows from the ground. Or b'zayv yimisa poitisa nami luka mishum the sheretz hasheretz haloritz. Poitisa, that's the sheretz that floats, that swims in the water. It's called the sheretz hamayim. Every sheretz hamayim should also have the lab from sheretz oritz. If you tell him it's considered gedule karka. So Rashi, the yimisa the dog in gedule karka ninu that fish is also considered gedule karka. Poitisa nami luka mishum sheretz oritz. Even this fish that's a sheretz should also have the lab of sheretz oritz. V'loy goris luki hay. Rashi not goris hay. The sheva boil the milk is really she gets seven malchus in. Chomish the sheretz oritz. It has mamish the five lavim al sheretz oritz. Ushtayin the sheretz amayim. And another two for the sheretz amayim. So the kids of the kashriz of patisa should not only have four, but should have seven lavim of the kashriz. If you're telling me fish is also called gedule karka. So the Mari Elohama Ravina, the Torah says like this, Avada fish are not called Gedule Karka. Elohama Ravina, Oifoi Sika Benayu, the Nafkimina is between birds. That's the Shaila. The what? Laman Diyoma Primi Pri, U Gedule Karka, Haninami Gedule Karka. No, they're being chosen now. If you make a klal or prata klal according to both of them, fish is not the klal or prata klal. Your fish you can't buy with Moisa Maisa Shani. Now, what's the machloikis, these last two drushes, how to make the klal apart the klal? It's nafkamini if you can buy a birds. That's nafkamini. Birds. Ikebenayu. Laman diyama primi pri gdule karka, that's to grow off the ground. Haninami gdule karka ninu. Birds grow off the karka, they're fed from the karka. Of laman diyama vlad vladis horitz, to have to be created in maisa bracious from the ground itself. Hani yoifa is fish, birds, minarakaka nivro. They weren't created from dry ground. They were created from like mud, from a rakak. That means a mixture of water and dirt together. That's what they were created from. So that's not doima to karka. It's not doima to these four miyutim. Drashi, man diyama demar bi oifis tsova kolecha diika klala prato klal. Oh, that's right. So the mar, well, what's the svar is now? Man demar bi oifis, the one that says fish is good, my timer. Why does he say all you have to be doima is just two tzadim that it gives off kids and it's mazin from the karka? Why only these two? Or man demar oifis, the one that says oifis are no good. Because it has to be doima in three ways. It has to be doima that had to be created from the ground. And birds were not created from the ground. What's the machlokes? My time, man demar bi oifis. The one that says oifis is good, kisover he holds, klala basra dafka. Whenever you have a klal, a prato klal, the klal basra is the yikr. Mele blind is like prato klal, as if you have a prato klal. is nasa klal moisef al aprat. So the last thing, the klal is the yikr. Applies that the klal is moisef everything. The yisrabelu komili. Really, everything should be in the ribui. The yahani klola kama. Why does the Torah say the first klal for? Lemiute. Tell me no. Don't think everything, but there are certain miutim. Kol doloy domi le mishnei tzodim. Something that's not doimut to these protim in two ways, it's not the klal. You can't learn it out. So therefore, it just has to be doimut in two ways. So therefore, birds, since they are doimut in two ways, that they give off teres, they give off kids, and they're mozen from the ground, that's enough to buy mice and mysheni from. Man the mamayi toifis, but the man yomer says no, you can't buy birds from mice and mysheni. Kisavr he holds like this. Whenever you have a klal of prata klal, klal kama dafka. So the first klal, that's the yikr. The melech should blab really like a klal of prat. Should only blab the klal, then a prat. And the klal is, v'yein b'klal al-mash of a prat. So really, the only thing you could buy is exactly what the Torah says. Dafka, ba'boker, ba'tsoyin, ba'yayin, ba'sheichem. If you have a klal of prat, the yikr is the prat. Or b'zoy hani'in, midyachrin yiloi. Only these things and nothing else. The Torah then says a second klal l'rebuye to tell us to rebuy other things also. But our koponim can't be moisif too much because we have a big miyat. So what do we be moisif? It has to mamish be daimatur in three categories. What are the three categories? It has to give off kids. It has to have its mozzan from the ground. And it also has to be curated from the ground. The mice of brashes and fish and birds were not curated from the ground. So that's the machlekes, the calls to machlekes, and every time you have a klal, a prat, a klal, is the ikr the first klal, and then applies the klal of prat, that the ikr is the prat, or else no, the ikr is the last klal. So it applies like a prat, a klal, a marba, everything. Just you have the first klal, tell us not so much. So that's the calls to go away, hayadashin. So the kids, it is the way yadashin is the psukim to get these halochis. Whether we're coming out now, yadashin, the klal, a prat, a klal, fish, no. Birds are told in the machlekes. But if you dash in for miyat or riba, your miyat, then everybody holds fish you could buy. The only miyat is either one man yama says just salt and water, and the other one says no, even seer is also not mistaken. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Mishmei the Rav Shmuel Bar Shailis, Mishmei the Rav, said over the name of Rav. Ma'arvin, you can make an eruvin, poshim means eruvin tchumim, the fafuyim. You could use this type of a vegetable called fafuyim. Over chaglugois, you can use this type of a vegetable called chagluglis, over good granillos. These three things you could use to make an eruv with. So Rashi says, papuyin, Rashi says, yurokos, type of vegetable, yurokos, grass, shekurin, kukulia, blush and army. Yechaglagles, fulfia balaz, and guganisa, aludraya balaz. It's a three different type of herbs, three different things that grow. You could use these things to make an eruv etchumim with. Avoloi b'chazis. You cannot use the chazis to make an eruv etchumim with. What is the chazis? Rashi says chazis, that shachas shel tfua, that's like unripe tfua. Shachas usually means when the tfua first starts growing, before it's ripe, it's called shachas. Kishu yorek, it's still green. The geizes in the earth and say some people cut it down the way it is and they eat it the way it is. So really, it's not so roy to eat. Really, some people only they give it to the behemoth to eat. But for nodim, it's not so roy to eat. Therefore, it says avolay bechazis. You cannot use this unripe tfuam to give to the animals. Use this unripe tfuam to use it for an eruv, for a rubit chumin, because most people don't eat it. Avolay bekafnius. Who are then you can't use a kafnius to make a rubit chumin with either. Rashi, what kafnis? That's tomorium rois. That's bad dates. Shalai bishkel kor torkun. It didn't get ripe. So the same svarim. Since people don't eat it, it's not called mozen. For an eruv tchumim, you have to have a mozen of shtei sudis. There has to be something that fills you up the worth of two sudis. So about people do not eat these two things, this chazis and the kafnis, that's unripe dates. Therefore, you can't use it for an eruv. Fred Gemara now. Over the good gneas. Mi Marvin, the Bryce before said, this type of a herb, this type of a vegetable, you could make an eruv with over good guineas. In fact, tomorrow is that true. Vatani, we learned in the Bryce, good guineas, merube bonim yoichlum. This type of vegetable, this type of a herb, this good guineas, if you have a lot of children already, then you can afford to eat it. Mashenkin chashuche bonim, somebody doesn't have children yet, lo yoichlu, you should not eat it. Why? Because it's harmful for the person, it makes them not have zera. So you see, it's no good for you. Drashi good gunios mamayatin es zera. It makes the person not to have zera. So Melo, if you have children already, it's not so gefelich. But if you don't have children yet, don't eat this, I'll ruin it for you. So you see, it's not such a good thing to eat. Vaito v'yem hukshu lezera. Let's say this vegetable became so hard, became hard like you see it already, then af merube bonim lo yoichlu. Even somebody that has a lot of children, he should also not eat this herb, because it's harmful for you. So it's a kasha, how could you say you can make an erev with it? Mashmit sotin that's edible, here it's mashmit, it's no good. So drashi v'yem hukshu, haklochim kates, if the klach, the stalk, became hard like a piece of wood, that the seed is grown and started already, then the stalks are best for everybody. So how can you make an erev with it? We're talking about these type of gugniyos that are not yet so hard yet. It's not as hard as a piece of wood. We're talking about somebody that has a lot of children already. If he has a lot of children already, so therefore it's not so harmful for you. So with this type of a person, you can make an erev with. So Drashi Tirgumo, Lohodi Yama Rav Ma'arvin, that Rav said you could use this type of a herb to make a rubit chumah with, is Ashloi Hukshu, we're talking about what didn't get that hard yet. It's not as hard as a piece of wood. Vizeh Ma'arv Ben, and the person that's using it, also Yeshloi Bonim, he already has children. Dashtu Chazit Leit, Mel is not so harmful for you, so therefore he eats it, so for him it's able, for him it's right to make an erev with. V'boi Yisem, another Teretz says, no, L'yoylom L'chashruchei Bonim, it could even be talking about somebody that does not have children yet. So if he doesn't have children, to eat this herb, it will stop him from having zera. The chura, he would not eat it. So how could he make an erev with it? The Teretz says, "Dochazi l'ruve bonim," because our koponim, it's roi for somebody to eat it. It's called an oichel for our koponim, the people that have children already. And since it's an oichel for somebody, anybody could use it for an erev. Miloy tanan, didn't we learn in our first mission here? This land, the first mission in the third parak. Ma'arvin l'nozir v'yayin. A nozir can make an eruv etchumim with yayin. Ayat shever, a nozir can't drink yayin, it's also to drink yayin. The Teretz says, or vaitu l'Yisrael b'trumim. Who within Yisrael could use trumim to make an eruv etchumim with? Ay, the kasher is, he's not roited it. The Teretz says, Alma, we see. Alma, God, the loichoz elahai. Even though it's not roi for this person, for the nozir to drink the yayin, or for the Yisrael to eat the trumim, still, chozi lahai, since it's roi for somebody to drink, here wine, anybody that's not a nozer could drink it, or truma, or kain could eat it, so since it's called an oichel, for somebody, who then anybody could use this for an erev. It's hachinam, the same story here, by this good genius. Afagad lechozi lahai, even though this person that did not have children yet, it's harmful for him to eat it, so it's not called an oichel for him, but still, chozi lahai, since it's chazi for other people that have children already, so them it doesn't harm them, so therefore since it's an oichel for them, it's an oichel for everybody. So therefore that's why Rav said, the gneyos you could use for an erev tchumim. The boy is saying another teretz is, tikoma Rav, when did Rav say you could use it for an erev, behind the kuki madoi. Talking about how the kuki madoi is a trashi, and the kuki madoi could gneyos a sheva modai. Talking about this type of a herb that grows in Modai. Then Yofa saying, is those herbs there in the place of Modai is not harmful for anybody, it's good for everybody. So that type of a herb you could use, anybody could use for an erev because it's edible. But maybe Enechnam, these other herbs, since they're harmful for you, it's not called an oichel. Could be it's worse than like yayin and then, really there's more yester for kashra for not. The chur is no sushtel to yayin and to truma. Because yayin and truma, bemesin, it is an oichel. Like even a nozir could drink wine. Just right now there's an isra upon him, he's not allowed to drink it. But the emesin, it's a chetzah, it is an oichel. Hu adin truma. The emesin is edible. Just we say a Yisrael has an isra not to eat it. Here we're talking about for this person that doesn't have children, it's harmful for him to eat it. The pshat is it's not an oichel. Like it's not edible for him. So maybe here you don't have a svara. Since it's oichel for somebody else, it's an oichel for you also. Maybe no. We're marked there by nozir, by yayin, because yayin is an oichel for you. Just as an isra upon you. So there we'll make them. Who adin truma? Truma b'yemesin is an oichel. You could eat the bread. No, there's an isra not to eat it. So then we say, since somebody else could eat it, it helps for you. But here, where it's not edible b'chlal for you at all, maybe you don't say that svarim. So it could be, that's why the Gemara says, v'yiboy yisayma. That's the next Gemara's teretz. Really, there's no tushtil. Really, avad on such a herb that's harmful for you to eat it. Since for you it's no good, you can't use it for an erev. Somebody else could eat it. It's not doima to nozir. Because nozir, emerson, could drink the wine, just as an isra upon it. But here, since lamaisa, it's no good for you, it's not an oichel, it's not also for you, it's not called an oichel for you at all. Therefore, the Gemara gives another teretz that when did Rav say it's good, only by this type of a herb that comes from Modai, where there bemisin that is roy for you to eat. So therefore, you can make an erev with it. Later, the Braita said, over chazis loy, this type of a herb, chazis no. Not yeah. Chazis, what is chazis? Rashi says that's the shachas shel tfua. That's the unripe tfua. When you're growing wheat, before it's fully grown, you cut it down. When it's one third grown, some people do it to give to the animals. But for a person, it's not really roy to eat. Therefore, the shachas, you can't make an erubit chum with it, because it's not edible. So that's the kash, the Rashi, shachas shel tfua, kishen yerek, when it's still green, v'goizin v'yechonoisin. Some people cut it down to eat it. So the rice before said, you can't use it for an erub. For the Gemara, v'chazis lo, is it true? You can't use this unripe tfua. For an erev, v'yomar rav Yehudu, yomar rav, kishus, v'chazis, marvin behem. No, you could use a kishus and a chazis. I call upon him a chazis, that's our case, that's this unripe tfua. Kishus is instead another type of a herb. So you see, you are allowed to use these things for an erev. So Chorot Tzestir, the Brice before said, a chazis you can't use. Right, and here the Brisa says, "Umavarchen aleihem boru pri adama." And you also, when you eat it, you have to make a bracha boru pri adama. So you see, lechur it is called an oichel. So it's a stira. Now the Gemara lekasha. Ho mekame diyoster Rav lebovel. Ho lebosel diyoster Rav lebovel. Hey, before Rav went to Bovel, he thought nobody eats this kshus. Nobody eats this unripe tfua. Since nobody eats it, therefore he said he can't use it for rubit chumin. But with the later, when Rav went down to Bovel, in Bovel he saw people take a cut down their tfua when they're only one third ripe, and people used to eat it. So when Rav saw that people ate this tfua of shachas, so he said you could use it for an erev. Strashi? No, Rashi. Fred Yomar Akasha, u Bovel, have a rubit the alma? Chutz Akasha, ain't a chanami in Bovel, in this small town, people used to eat the shachas. They ate this unripe tfua, but the churi should go boss a rovid of health. In the other city, that it's a shtega, not eat it, the churi there, it's not called an eichel. So, Bazoi, what do I care if Rav, Sur, and Bubble says there they eat it, but the churi, like in Eretz Yisrael, other places, that people do not eat the shachas, do not eat this unripe tfua, the churi should not be roy to have an erev with. The churi should go boss a rovid of health. But Tanya, bring a raya for this. Hapul, if you have beans, the asoiro yabali, the atulsin, another type of vegetable. Shezoran liyerek. If you planted it to eat its yerek, to eat the grass itself, the green part of it itself. You should know the locher is, botla daitel eitzel kolodom. It's botla yodas eitzel to everybody. Lefika, therefore the locher is like this. Zoran chayiv. You should know. Usually these things you grow to get the seed out of it, to eat the seed of it. So when you get the seed is taka chayiv in maisris. Mashenkin v'yerek potter. You should know the grass, the top green part of it. When you're growing the barley or you're growing the beans, what you want to eat is only the bean itself. Mashenkin, the grass, the green that grows on it, that's not called an oichel. Therefore, the yerek is taka potter from Isam. So even though this person went to plant these beans, almanaz teet the grass, the green of it, still we say, bottle dait leis kolodom, and it's not called an oichel. Rashi, the bovel oichlin chazis. Rashi, in bovel they used to eat the chazis. The chiyosi rav le bovel, when rav went to the bovel, the chos of the achlu, he saw people eating it, oma marvin. Then he said, yes, you can use it for neriv. Umikor oma de marvin. But before rav thought, since people do not eat this unripe tfua, he thought you can't use it for neriv. So the kasher is, what do I care in one place they do it, but Roivet of Elt does not do it, it should not be called an oichel. Lierik Rashi Lecho Biarkin. If you plant these things, Almanas, eat the green part of it, it's Botladaitin. Mashenkein Zoron, Chayiv. Trashi B'Maiser. Hey, the seed of it, the bean itself, or the barley itself, that's Mechui B'Maiser. V'yafa Pish Loi Zor Matilu Lakach. Even though you did not plant it, Almanas, eat the bean, you only planted Almanas, eat the green that grows, we say, V'yerik Potem. The Lav Midihu. You should know the green part, Taki Apotza, for giving off Maisun. Even though you're planting an Amanaz teeth, this green part, but it's not called an Eichum. Since rove people in the veld do not eat the green part of the barley, they do not eat the green part of the stalk that has the beans inside it. So you see, it's but the diet plates are called Adam. Weiter. Ha-shechlayim v'ha-gargir she-zoran li-yerik. These type of vegetables. or Shechlayim and Agargur. These are two different trashy, Shechlayim, Kirishin, Hagargir, Arugzin, Necho, Ben Zara, Ben Yerik. So these two things you eat. Both the seed of it is edible, and the green, the stalk of it is also edible. So if you plant HaShechlayim v'Agargir, Shezoran liyerik, if you planted it, Almanaz, to eat the stalk, the green part of it, you should know, Ms. Asrin, you talk, I have to give off Trumas and Maisris from the green part of it. Yerek Vizera, both parts of it you have to give off Trumas and Maisris, because both are edible. The stalk is edible, and the seed is edible. Zoran Lezera, let's say you planted Al Nastav Kavona, only teeth the Zera, teeth the seed of it, you still, Ms. Asrin Zera Vierek, you have to give off Trumas and Maisris from the seed of it, but also from the Yerek. Because the pshat is, it's edible. From these last two things, Shechlayim and Gargur, since Lamaisa people eat both the green part of it and the seed, they're both called an oichum, and you have to give out Trumas and Maisas from both of them. But I call upon them as Kash and Rav. Here you see by Pul and Seira, since people, Lamaisa, did not eat the green part of it, even though you have asked the plant to eat the green part, it's Botla Daitle, it's a Kolodom, and it's not called an oichum. Therefore, you're part of a Trumas and Maisas. So how come Rav says, if somebody cuts down the Shachas, the unripe Tfuah, since in Rove with the Velt nobody eats it, why did Rav say you could use it for an Eriv? The Chorot's not called an Eichel. Why do I care in one meat like Bovel? There they eat it, but I call upon Ruba the Yama, they do not eat it. So it should not be called an Eichel. And if the Gemara and the Chanami, Ki Koma Rav, when did Rav say you could use this Shachas for an Eriv? Trashi de Marvin Behen, he's talking about Dafka.
Yeah, Dafka is a Gemara, Bidigo Nin Naisa. Like Rashi said, this means bechazis shegodol begina. This is the chazis that grows in your yard, in your garden. The kuli alma achlim elhu. Everybody eats this type of a chazis. So that's why here it's good for an eruv, but a regular chazis is no good. Or it's a different type of a tefuah, but this type of a tefuah everybody eats in this stage when it's only one third ripe. So therefore, since people eat it, it's called an oichol. Therefore, you can be seimech on it until you make an eruv tchumim with it. Then the Konami, other type of a tefuah that people do not eat the shachas of it, Yitzhaka cannot use it to make an eruv with it.
Zotigamara, Zera Gargir Lamai Chozi. What is this roi for?
How do people do with it? Omer Rabbi Yechanan, how do people eat it? Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Shekein Rishonim, Shloihoyolem Pilpolim, Heis the Fridi Gador, when they did not have any pepper yet, is Shach Kenoisan used to grind up this gargar, or Matvilum Boyasa Tzli. They would make their tzli, their roast, the roasted meat, they would use this for the spices on top of the roasted meat. They would use this gargar. That's why you can make, you could use it for tchumin, and who are then, that's what the Bryce is talking about. That the Shechlayim Vagargar, it says M'chuy V'maisus, and it's called an Oichel. And it's called an oichel, both the seed is an oichel, and the plant itself, the green part of it, is also an oichel. So Kash says, what do you eat this gargar? But there it says, they used to use it, grind it up, and use it for spices to spice their meat with. Exactly the taich of these things, we really don't know exactly what it is. You find an English taich here and there, but then it's very hard to know exactly what these things mean. Ramosha says, to know these things, Klor, you have to have a Kabbalah, exactly what each one means. King Ramosha writes in the Shubas, what Shraddin means, he's not Zichr either. Even everybody says Tradin means beets. Like we'll see later, he's not zikr about it. But these words, really to know exactly what they mean, you have to have a Kabbalah to know from the Friedrich exactly what these words mean. Alright, the kids says gargar, whatever it is, some type of a herb that has a seed to it and a grass to it, so the seed they used to use to spice their tzli, to spice their roast with it. Therefore it's called an oichel, therefore you mechuyev and trumas amaisus. So the Mara ki Reb Zeira, ki avicholish migirsa. Reb Zeira got very tired from learning. He was oiskamated already. He couldn't learn. He had no koyach to learn anymore. So he still wanted to do mitzvahs. Heavy Ozel, he used to go, the Yosef Apischeh the Rav Yehuda, Barami. He would sit by the door of Rav Yehuda Barami's yeshiva. And Omar, he said, Ki Nafki, the Eili Rabbonin, when the Rabbonin went into Shir and came out of Shir, Eikim Mekamayu, let me stand up in front of them, I'll be Mechabed Tamid Chachomim, V'yakaba Bu'agra, and the Mela gets char for this. In other words, he was too tired to learn Torah, so he wanted to do mitzvahs, so he was Mechabed Tamid Chachomim. That's what he did. So the more of the Maisa was, Nofak Osi Yanuka. He came out of Shir, a young child. Did they rout from the yeshiva? Omalei, so Reb Zeira asked him, Mayag Morcha Rabcha, what did your Rebbe teach you today? Omalei, my Rebbe said, Kshus, if you eat this herb called Kshus, you should know Bar Pri Adoma. You have to make a bracha Bar Pri Adoma. Mashenkein Chazis, if you eat the Chazis, that's the unripe Tfuah, then shakum yibdvoroi. All you have to make is just a shakum yibdvoroi. It's even though on tfu you make a bor pri adama, but here since it's unripe, it's not fully ripe yet. So on an unripe peri, the locher is always, it's nachas char darga, it goes down one madrega. So instead of making a bor pri adama, you have to make a shakum yibdvoroi. Mashen king kshus. This is type of a fungus that grows on bushes. So the kshus that you make a bor pri adama. Omalei said to him, so Zeir Lechur told the Talmud, Adarabas, Farshvi Pumfakev, Ipcha Mistavra, just the opposite way. Hai me'ayakom arbi, has this chazis, it's tfuo. Even though it's unripe, it's not fully grown yet, but I call upon him, it's tfuo, it's like wheat, the ball is growing out of the ground. So since it's growing out of the ground, the bracha should be a barpi adama. Fahai, this kishus, that's like a type of a fungus that's growing on top of bushes, me'avira komarbi. It doesn't really grow from the ground, it grows from the ear. Like it's growing on top of a bush. So v'zoi, since it's only growing from the ear, you shouldn't make a bor pri adama, you should only make a shakul niyabdvaroi. So according to Lacha, should be just the opposite of what you're saying. So the Gemara named v'hilchasuk yinuka. But yinuka was right, that's the Lacha. Why? V'hilchasuk yinuka de ve'rav. My timer, why was he right? Hai gemar pri. I call upon him this kishus, that's the gemar pri, a type of a fungus. It's the finished product. The Baal, it's a finished pri. On a finished pri, you make a bor pri adama. Fahai lav gemar pri. Mashenki, this tfuah that's growing, since it's only one third grown, it's not fully grown yet, that's the locha. Anytime you eat an unripe fruit, it goes down one darga. Instead of making a bor pri adama, you make a shakul yibdvoroi. Even though it grows out of the ground, but since it's not fully grown yet, you only make a bor pri adama. So tomorrow, you only make a shakul yibdvoroi. Now, umay de kamra, that's at the other time you said, the chur is kshus. Like, good, I'm answering you back, it's a finished pri. But the kura, your kasha was, it doesn't grow off the ground. It grows off the air. It's like a fungus that's growing on top of the bushes. So the name, hai me'ayu karabi. You know, this fungus also gets its nourishment from the ground. I'll bring you raya. Aiva hai me'avira karabi. Your kasha was that it grows from the air, not from the ground. Lohi, that's a mistake. Kshus nami me'ayu karabi. This kshus, the type of a fungus, even though it's growing on the bushes, it also gets its nourishment from the ground. And I'll bring you raya. So kochazina de katlinan lo lihizmosa. When you cut off the branch, the bush that is growing on, umayis kishusa. The kishusa dies. The fungus dies. So you see, it doesn't just get its life from the ear, because if it only gets its life from the ear, even when you cut down the bush, it should still live on the bush. Elamai, the pshat is, it gets its nourishment from the ground also. Hey, through the bush that's in the ground, it gets its nourishment. And when you cut off the branch, not attached to the ground anymore, it stops its nourishment and it dies. So Saraya, the disc shus also gets its nourishment from the ground, therefore you could make a bor pri adama. Mashen king mushrooms, they say you make a shakul niyabdvoroi, because mushrooms taka does not get its nourishment from the ground. Mushrooms gets its nourishment from the avira karabi. Just grows off the ear. Trashi the katil is mosa, shekoitz and ahizmi, when you cut off the branches, umaisi kshusa, then the kshus dies. Alma ilayanki mi'aryo le'rabi. You see, kolob, it doesn't get its nourishment from the ground, it will die. So that's why we make a bor pri adama on this kishus, because it gets its nourishment from the ground. Right? Uva kafniyos ein marvin. We said before, kafnis, that's unripe dates, you can't make for an erev. You can't use haru b'tchumin. Why? Since it's not edible, it's unripe, it's pre-ripe, so therefore it's not a michael, you can't use it for an erev. Fred Gemara, is that true? But Tanya, we learned. Kur is you the call here, the heart of the palm. It's the chastin they serve, the heart of the palm it's called. It's the palm tree, the bottom part of the palm tree is things that grows around it. It's called the kur. Trashi kur. Dovarach, it's a very soft part of the bark, ha noisafaladeka that grows around the palm tree. The kol shon every year. The kodim shagia, your moisak shom, before it comes the winter, the yaskash, and then it becomes hard. The yas eight, and at the end it becomes a piece of the wood, it becomes part of the tree. But I call upon him before the winter, at the beginning of the season, it's still soft and edible then. It's a very good michel. It's expensive michel. It's called the heart of the palm. So, batanya kur, nikach bekesav maisa. You're allowed to buy it with maisa sheni money. Again, where you have your parents that were grown in Eretz Yisrael. So the din is the maisa sheni you have to take to Yerushalayim. If it weighs too much, you're allowed to be poydered onto money, and you take your money to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim you have to buy peiris with the maisa sheni. So you're allowed to buy kur with the money of maisa sheni. V'yein metama tumas oichlin. But it's not matama tumas oichlin. Right now it doesn't have a shem oichel on it. If a sheretz or a mace touches it, it's not makabu tumah. V'yein matama tumas oichlin. The kafnis, what about unripe dates? The kafnis, nikchois, the kesef meiser, you're allowed to buy it with money that has meiser sheni. Now the money you appoint the meiser sheni are now in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to buy kafnis with it. Or metamas tumah choichlin. And it's makabu tumah. If a sheretz touches it, it becomes tumah. So what do you see? You see the chur is called an oichel. It's called a food. That's why if a sheretz or a mace touches it, it's makabu tumah. So once it's makabu tumah, the chur should be able to use it for an eruvit chumim. So why do we say you can't use this for an eruvit chumim? What's wrong with kafnis? You see that lochin?